USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A World Health Organization spokesman saying today that the coronavirus outbreak is getting bigger. In Geneva, the organization reaffirmed a warning that the virus could soon reach most, if not all, nations on Earth. There are about 60 confirmed cases of the virus here in the United States so far. Yesterday, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Robert Redfield, testified on Capitol Hill that Americans do need to take reasonable precautions.
I'm going to ask them to obviously accelerate their own view of the standard things that we do for flu, hand washing, cough in your sleeve, don't go to work or school if you're sick.
Pope Francis is postponing all his official audiences and other activities today. The Vatican says he's working from home, as the pontiff is, in its words, still slightly unwell. On Ash Wednesday, he appeared to be suffering from a cold. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Joe Biden is leading the polls in the state of South Carolina. On this day before the Democratic presidential primary in that state, at a time when Biden and the other candidates are saying that Bernie Sanders would be unlikely to beat President Trump in November, at a rally last night, Sanders said of Biden,
"I've known Joe for many years. He is a decent guy, but I don't believe that Joe can beat Trump."
President Trump is holding a rally in South Carolina tonight on the eve of the presidential primary there. He's been making a point of holding rallies ahead of Democratic primaries in an effort to take some attention away from his Democratic rivals. Authorities in Wisconsin say the gunman who killed five people and then himself at a Milwaukee brewery on Wednesday had been in a long-running dispute with a co-worker. Sources telling the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel 51-year-old Anthony Farrell believed that he was being discriminated against for being an African-American. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Full House actress Lori Loughlin will be getting her day in court on the 5th of October as she faces charges in the massive college admissions scandal. Her attorney had tried to get the trial postponed because of new evidence. The judge says with an October 5th start date, he expects the trial would then be finished before Thanksgiving. On-field workouts continuing today at the 2020 NFL Combine in Indianapolis. QBs, wide receivers, and tight ends all ran drills for the scouts across the league yesterday. Running backs, place kickers, offensive linemen, and special teams will be working out today. Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich will send you a shout-out for a price. He's joined an outfit called Cameo, a Chicago-based website that allows celebrities to interact with users via video.
Hey, it's Rob Blagojevich. I'm very excited to connect with you on Cameo. If you want a birthday greeting, an anniversary greeting, motivation, or any other kind of shout-out, I can't wait to hear from you.
For $100, the newly freed Blagojevich will send you that personalized greeting. It's his first public effort to make money since he was released from prison last week after serving nearly 8 years behind bars on federal corruption charges. President Trump then commuted his sentence. Well, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.